Today is July 1st, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the widening revenue chasm between AI adopters and holdouts, and the six-pillar architecture separating enterprise scalers from pilot collectors, including a token cost crisis quietly hitting US companies right now and spreading to Europe. Let's start with a number that should land hard in your next board meeting, 92%. That is the enterprise AI failure to scale rate. Accenture surveyed 2,000 companies and found that only 8% have successfully scaled AI to deliver CEO-acknowledged enterprise value. Not 8% that tried and stumbled, 8% that actually made it across the finish line. Now pair that with the demand-side data from Exponential View's State of the AI Economy report. The AI economy has reached $175 billion in annualized revenue run rate, and the companies in the top quartile of AI investment are posting revenue growth above 100% over 3 years. Non-adopters are growing at 15 to 20%. That is a 92-point spread, and it is compounding, not stabilizing. The strategic play for your board is simple and urgent. The gap between AI scalers and laggards is widening faster than most executive teams have internalized. So why are 92% of enterprises failing to scale, even as the market explodes? According to Charles Leaf, Chief AI Officer at BNP Paribas CIB, a 180,000-person organization, the failure is not about model quality. It is about organizational architecture. His framing is direct. You cannot have IT push technologies. That's not good enough. Leaf and Accenture's EMEA AI transformation leader independently identified 5 failure modes. The 2 that are causing the most immediate damage are the data product gap and token cost non-linearity, and both are solvable if you act before you scale. On the data product gap, agents fail when they query raw, unstructured data. Leaf put it plainly, agents don't get lost when they have data products. They do get lost against raw datasets. The fix is not better prompting. It is building a structured, semantically enriched interface between your agents and your underlying data, something closer to a feature store than a traditional data warehouse. Agents need to understand business context, purchase order life cycles, financial close sequences, procurement approval logic. Without that layer, SQL failure rates above 20% in testing are common and prompt engineering cannot fix it. Building the data product layer adds 6 to 12 weeks to your deployment timeline. It is not optional for production-grade agentic systems. On token cost nonlinearity, Leaf issued a warning that every CFO needs to hear right now. His words, "I guarantee you there are about to be many discussions of people that didn't plan for such high expenses on their token consumption. It's happening right now in the US, about to happen in Europe. The mitigation is intelligence tiering, matching model capability to task complexity." Leaf's analogy is apt. You would not put a managing director in every role at your company. You should not route every agent through the same frontier model. The tiering framework works like this. Tier 1 frontier models like GPT 5.6 or Claude Mythos, reserved for complex, high-value reasoning tasks. Tier 2, cost-efficient sovereign models like Mistral Medium, for high-volume sensitive workloads where cost efficiency matters. Tier 3, open-weight models like DeepSeek versus 4, QN 2.7, GLM 5.2, for internal tooling, summarization, and non-customer-facing workflows. The evidence for this approach is concrete. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong reported that defaulting AI infrastructure to open-weight models, including GLM 5.2, cut the company's AI bill by 50% while growing token usage, and 91% of employees never hit usage caps. OpenRouter's June 2026 report confirms that 4 open-weight models are now in serious production agentic workflows, DeepSeek versus 4, QN 2.7, GLM 5.2, and NVIDIA NEMOTRON 3 Ultra. For teams implementing this today, Run a FinOps audit before you scale a single agent. Pull your current API spend. Model it forward at 10 times agent scale. Identify which high-volume workflows can migrate to Tier 2 or Tier 3 without measurable quality degradation, and establish consumption monitoring before your first scaled deployment. A 30 to 50% cost reduction without output quality loss is achievable in most enterprise environments within 90 days. Beyond cost, there is a governance ceiling that most organizations are not yet planning for. Leaf's rule is architectural. You can manage 100 agents with humans. You cannot manage 500,000 agents with humans. You have to have agents managing governance. The ceiling typically appears between 50 and 100 deployed agents. At that threshold, human-only review creates a hard scaling constraint. The solution is agent lifecycle management automation, rules-based compliance for routine actions, AI-assisted validation for edge cases, and human review reserved for novel or out-of-policy behaviors. Design this for 3 to 5 times your initial deployment target before you hit the ceiling, not after. Now let's talk about a supply-side disruption that is reshaping engineering decisions in real time. According to AI Daily Brief Analysis, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has restricted Claude Mythos 5 to approximately 100 vetted organizations. GPT 5.6 is in limited partner preview at government request. This is the first major model class requiring user-by-user sign-off before access is granted. Sam Altman is targeting mid-July for broader release pending individual customer reviews, which means a 3 to 6 week access gap from announcement to usability is now the baseline expectation, not an exception. The MLOP's implication is direct. Model-specific pipelines are now a liability. The mitigation is agent OS architecture, model-agnostic abstractions that let teams swap the model backend when a qualifying model releases or gets gated, rather than rebuilding pipelines from scratch. Reported switching cost reduction from 4 to 8 weeks of engineering time per model-specific integration down to under 1 week per swap. The reference implementation uses LangChain or Llama Index as the orchestration layer, with Light LLM as the model gateway, making the application layer fully model agnostic. Light LLM provides a unified API interface across OpenAI, Anthropic, Mistral, and local models, with built-in fallback logic and spend tracking by model and team. On the industrial AI side, two case studies deserve board-level attention because they document what sovereign, physics-constrained AI looks like at production scale. ASML, the company whose EUV lithography machines are essential to every advanced semiconductor on the planet, has been running physics-constrained AI for 15 years. Their core lesson: unconstrained optimization produces commercially useless results. An AI that optimizes a part design without encoding manufacturability constraints will produce a part that cannot be manufactured. The architectural principle is that domain constraints must be hard-coded at the model architecture level, not added as soft regularization terms. With that discipline in place, ASML ran 12,000-plus design iterations in the time a single full physical simulation would have taken. The final design outperformed the previous benchmark. They also operate at 15 terabytes of fleet telemetry per hour across their installed base, aggregating data across all systems globally to find a global optimum for each specific piece of equipment. That is a network effect data moat that compounds with every additional unit shipped. BMW reported a 94% reduction in crash simulation analysis time from 30 to 35 minutes down to approximately 2 minutes per run, using a model trained on roughly 1 petabyte of proprietary crash simulation data on BMW-managed on-premise infrastructure. EDF is fine-tuning Mistral on 35 million nuclear technical documents, with generic models explicitly disqualified because they cannot handle domain-specific regulatory language. The sovereign deployment pattern emerging from EDF, BNP Paribas, and Singapore's HTX is build sovereign infrastructure, partner for a base model, own the fine-tuned weights. Private cloud carries a 20 to 40% cost premium over public cloud. Every one of these organizations treats that premium as insurance against regulatory and data sovereignty risk, not as overhead. One more tooling development worth flagging for the 400,000 enterprises in the SAP ecosystem. At SAP Sapphire Madrid, SAP and Mistral AI announced a native integration that activates under existing SAP AI units contracts, no new procurement event required. The integration embeds Mistral models into SAP's Joule agent framework with access to SAP's business data semantics layer, meaning agents understand business context rather than raw database fields. Production customers are reporting 40% plus reduction in tender processing time and near full automation of financial close reconciliation. If your organization runs SAP S/4HANA Cloud, this is an activation through your existing account executive, not a new contract. Let's bring it home with the risk-opportunity pairing that matters most right now. The opportunity, the revenue differential between AI scalers and non-adopters, is 92 percentage points and compounding. The organizations that get architecture right, data products, intelligence tiering, governance automation, model-agnostic infrastructure, are pulling away from competitors faster than those competitors realize. The risk. The same enterprises are running into two invisible walls simultaneously. The first is a token cost crisis that arrives suddenly when agents scale without tiering discipline. Leaf's warning is that it is already hitting US companies and is about to land in Europe. The second is a model access risk that has materialized into policy. Your highest capability models can now be gated by government action with weeks of notice. Model-specific pipelines built on frontier model access are now a single point of failure. The practical hedge is the same for both risks. Build model-agnostic infrastructure, implement intelligence tiering before you scale, and run your FinOps audit now, not after your first scaled deployment surprises your finance team. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.